The final Southern Indiana men's basketball commit for 2025-2026 is here on WREF, and I'm Brad Klein. Devin Curtis coming to Southern Indiana by way of Cal Berkeley. He's here on the ref to talk about his commitment to the Screaming Eagles. Hey, Devin, really appreciate your time. Congratulations. How's it been so far?
It's been good. Thank you for having me. Just getting on campus and getting acclimated with the team, and looking forward to having a great summer with these guys.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is that you are obviously the last interview that we've done in our interview series, getting to know the roster, because you are the last commit. But because of that, you have a few advantages, right? You had the advantage of evaluating the roster before you made your decision, and now you have the advantage of talking about summer workouts as this interview goes. So let's start there. How has the first few practices gone for you and getting acclimated to Coach Gerard, Coach Sprue, Coach Aldi, Coach Missouri, and the system?
I would say summer practice has been going really well. I feel like this group is very competitive, and we're building a brotherhood. Just coming, getting at it every day, pushing each other, making sure we always playing hardest as we can. No matter what we do, we got to make sure we execute. So I feel like we got a good head on our shoulders. Everybody's shaking out to who's becoming the leader, who's becoming the voice. And it's really nice seeing the guys bond together so well. I would say playing under Coach Guard is really nice. He understands how to what pace is and getting up and down. So being able to guard, and as well, I just feel like the summer workout is really helping us bond together a lot quickly instead of just doing it in groups. I just feel like the way we're going at it is a great way.
Yeah, something I've noticed, and certainly you wouldn't know this. This is your first season with USI, but at this stage, it's a lot more. You know, the summer, you guys have been doing a lot more open runs, and you know, those 2-minute, 4-minute wars, and just more playing basketball than running drills is something I've noticed in my few appearances over at summer workouts for you guys on the west side of Evansville. And it gives me the opportunity to see how you guys all fit onto the floor together, who sticks out, who's doing what. And you are a very different type of center compared to the one that Coach Gerard, Coach Sprue, Coach Aldi have recruited in the past, whereas oftentimes they've gotten, you know, big guys, and certainly you're tall at 6'11", right? But now bruisers down low, you're more of a stretch five, right? You can stretch the floor, you can shoot it from outside, that pick and pop type player. What have they communicated to you as far as how they anticipate using you this upcoming season?
They came in recruiting me, saying I'll be able to do the 4 and 5, being able to be a versatile player, and they liked that. I was a versatile at Cal, and it was more as well as making a commitment with them that I'll be an anchor on defense and being able to rebound to help our team get more shots up, and as well as relieving the pressure on the guard. So I was more of a relief point as a recruit, not chiming in and not coming in and doing too much, but just making sure I played the right way.
Yeah, the idea of you being an anchor on defense, kind of a rim protector, window washer in a way, and I don't know how you feel about this, and maybe it's the hair. I see a lot of Jared Allen in you. Maybe Jared Allen with a jump shot is kind of what I see in your game. When I think of Devin Curtis and how he compares to NBA players, who comes to mind for you?
For me, I would say one of my favorite people to watch and kind of build my game into is Naz Reid. He's able to switch. He's able to switch the 4 and 5. He can guard on the perimeter. He's aggressive downhill, but I would like to as well be more of a playmaker as well. If I do get, when I do touch the ball, I would say it's more in the sense of just being able to be that versatile big while still being able to hold his own in the paint and doesn't have to be a defensive liability. So
Devin Curtis here on WREF talking about his commitment to Southern Indiana. The Screaming Eagles ramping up for 2025-2026 with 12 new players on a 15-man roster, and Devin is one of the 12. Almost all of the 12 have Division I experience, and that's what's really exciting about this class. Now with tournament eligibility, seems like Southern Indiana can recruit a little bit differently and recruit in a different pile of players that they otherwise were able to work with. And again, you're one of those guys, but coming from Cal, That I'm sure is a slightly different experience for you. Maybe makes you stand out to some of the fans listening right now because you have that high major experience. You were there with an ACC program last year. So, what did you learn in your 2 seasons as a Golden Bear, and not only college basketball, but how a high major program operates and how that trickles down to USI?
It's all about that work, really. Being at Cal gave me a great work ethic, seeing how there's really levels to it coming in as a freshman. It really showed me that there's different levels because my freshman year I had Jalen Tyson, NBA, and then I had Andre and Jeremiah second year where they're doing the high major schools. It's just showing that there's levels to really coming in, going in the gym and putting your all. So just being in that environment just give you another grit, a level of effort that you got to match and keep exceeding every day. So I feel like coming from that program, I would like to bring that to here, let guys know that there's a chance to really win this. It's a different year. It's a time we can make history, and I feel like me and the guys are ready to work for it.
You know, Devin, for you, obviously you have the frame, you have the skill to play this game. You also have the background in that you are, correct me if I'm wrong, coach's kid, right? Your father coached overseas in China. So how much of your father growing up was dad, and how much of him was coach in getting you ready to play Division I basketball at a high level?
I would say it was dad at first until we had our little sit down and he asked me, do I really want to take this serious? And I was like, yeah. And then that's when he was kind of Coach Curtis. We would wake up every morning at 6 a.m., workouts before school, after school, we'll get shots up and then we'll lift as well in the morning. So it was a lot of Coach Curtis. And then once I really started venturing out and getting my own groove in basketball and knowing how to. And once he instilled a work ethic in me and knowing how to really wake up and put days, stack days on days and be consistent and just the discipline of being in the lab, that's when he really became dad, hands off, and then kind of just let me flourish on my own.
How old were you when that sit down happened? Just out of curiosity. 14. Okay. So now I'm really curious. Did 13-year-old Devin Curtis have a plan, or was it always basketball and we'll figure it out? What I'm getting at is at 14 years old, you made the decision that basketball is not going to be a part of your life. It's going to be your life. And then dad became Coach Curtis. But was there ever another plan for you when you were younger? Did you ever want to be something else besides a basketball player?
At such a young age, I always wanted to say I was in the NBA, but I didn't really know what the work ethic looked like, and I didn't know what it the amount of time and commitment kind of took because I used to be a gamer. I used to just want to play the game all day, and then my dad kind of showed me what it's like to really become like what's the advantages like helping my parents out, not paying for college is a blessing for everybody, and I'm just blessed to have the opportunity and being able to just see what really fulfilling a dream is. And then that's when I kind of sat down and was like, yeah, I'm willing to commit to this.
Regardless of when a player is recruited and when a player commits, I'd imagine that it's a very exciting process when you're in the portal, but also a bit nerve-wracking. And for you, you committed to Cal State Riverside originally, and they eventually recruited some guys in your position group. You never signed with Riverside, so you had an opportunity to look elsewhere. And USI, fortunately for them, they were still in the mix for you. So you call Coach Girard when you say, hey, thinking about reopening my commitment, and it seems like he gives you an ultimatum saying, okay, well, we've got a kid coming on campus in your position group for the last spot. Commit now or forever hold your peace. What was that moment like on the phone with Coach Girard? Because that's kind of the moment of truth in your commitment and eventually your path leading into the west side of Evansville.
Yes, sir. It felt like it was going to be my next stop, my next home piece. So it wasn't something I was scared of. It was something I was just thinking what was best options. And if I'm willing to come out here into Evansville, it's a new journey, new destination. It's not Cali, it's not the West Coast. It's a little different environment, but it still has its people in it, and it still has the good energy. So I knew it was the next stop, and I was willing to play for a good coach. So.
Yeah, but everyone calls Evansville, Indiana, the Los Angeles of the Midwest. I'm sure you've heard that, right? Or is that was that just me? Is it? Oh, my bad. Yeah. You know, going back to what we were talking about with your father being a coach himself, and the sports world is so small and so round. And when I say it's so round, I mean things just come round and round, they come right back to you. So where am I going with this? Coach Gerard told me that he coached a former player of your father's, and that's kind of how all this came together. And so how much of that actually played into your initial contact with Coach Gerard and eventually your leading into commitment to USI?
I'll say my father and my mentor really reached out. My mentor, Pookie Wigginton, kind of reached out and both helped me throughout my process. So I was saying using their network, both of them have a deep network in basketball, sending out kids. My dad had an AAU program and so did my mentor, Coach Pookie. They both just helped me out in my process, reaching out and giving me opportunity. And then once we seen Coach Gerard really show high interest, that's when it kind of locked in. Everybody else let me do my piece, and Coach Gerard was the one I felt most comfortable playing for.
You know, like we kind of mentioned off the top, Devin, you have the luxury as the last commit and the last to go in this interview series to talk about summer workouts, and I've seen it here and there, but you've been there more often than me, obviously. What do you think this team needs to do to eventually get to a point where they can win an OVC championship? Obviously, every team in the Ohio Valley Conference trying to figure that out right now. But as this group starts to come together, what do you think is the thing to focus on and the thing to hone in and improve upon as the season gets closer to position yourself for a conference crown and maybe even a spot in the NCAA tournament?
I would say right now, I know the team can change as season goes on, but right now, as we're getting started and ramped up, I would say just gotta keep brotherhood and trust. Keep seeing everybody what they can do. Gotta gauge out. The coaches are gonna put us in the right position so we can succeed, so we don't have to worry about that. But as a player, brother, you gotta put trust in your brother and just rely on him sometimes. Even when you gotta make a play, if you make a mistake, you have a trust in your brother that he's gonna back you up no matter what. And just having that kind of building that trust, even now, even when we get at it, we all come together as a family, as one. And just having that is really something that we gotta keep stepping on and keep piling up days on days. So when it gets to that late time in those games and we really need to pull one through, we can just trust on each other.
Hey, just out of curiosity here, I know you're talking about how Evansville ain't Cali, and I get it. You spent the last 2 years collegiately playing for Cal, and you moved to what, the Northridge area when you were how old again? Okay, 14, but originally from Milwaukee. Okay, so did you know Stephen Clay at all? Because I know that he's also from the Milwaukee area.
Yeah, funny story is we both played on the same AAU team when we were younger. And so going back, when I first walked into the locker room, I dapped him up. He was like, "Oh, we're both from Milwaukee." And then we kind of just talked down our history. And it was like, "Yeah, you look really familiar. Like, I've seen you for sure." And it's just putting our pieces together. We both went back, talked to our parents, and was like, "Yeah, you guys played together." It was just a little mind-boggling now that I'm back with a AAU teammate back home.
So you don't, that's really funny. I also have a friend who lives in Evansville, kind of the same store. I knew him back from Jersey, but it kind of took us a minute to realize, oh, wait, we know each other, but hey, maybe that's just the supernatural, essence of Evansville, Indiana. So you don't really remember what it was like playing with him. You just know that you did play with him.
Yes, I'll say that. I was too young to, it's so far ago playing with him, but I do remember being on the team. Like I can remember him being on the team for sure.
Is that at all? I mean, I feel like maybe it's just, the vibe I'm getting from you, having met you a few times in person and now in this interview. I feel like you're a Cali guy at heart. Now, yeah, you're from Milwaukee originally, and maybe you spent, just about, most of your life in Milwaukee, but I feel like you identify more with California. Is that right?
I'll say, that's a question I keep asking myself. I'm always going to claim Milwaukee, Wisconsin, if anybody asks where I'm from, but I would like to drop the gem that I lived in Cali because it is a nice state, and I truly grown a second family out there, came out and kind of based myself in California now. It's part of my personality, something I'm for sure not going to ignore, but if anybody asks, I'm from Milwaukee.
Okay, but what we really have to do is get you to a point where when someone asks you, hey, where's home? Maybe your first answer is Milwaukee. Maybe we can get Evansville to leapfrog Cali as your second answer. At the very least, we want it to be in the top three. How's that? Hey, DC, I got one more question for you, man. And obviously, you are an immense talent. You come from a high program, high major program, and everyone's really excited about that. We talked about your role on this team, how you plan on fitting in, but what is it in summer workouts that you right now individually are focused on in trying to prepare for the season? I know Ola Ajiboye right now is not a participant in summer workouts. You're trying to see if he can get cleared, but for you right now, what is it that you are focused on to try to improve your game and get ready to compete in the Ohio Valley Conference yourself?
Right now, what I'm mostly focused on is being an anchor on defense, being a vocal leader on defense, and being there for my guys, working on just making sure if anything happens, I can go and protect my guards and make sure if they need help or any situation, I can go out, go on the perimeter, be comfortable out there, make it hard for the guard, and as well as being a great rebounder on the defense and offensive side, just being able to run the floor, get out, and play the best for my guards. And then if they need relief and I gotta stretch the floor, I'll hit a three just to, you know what I'm saying, make sure defenders are on their toes. But mainly those first two things, just being a defensive anchor and making sure I can make sure I can back up everything I say on the court.
Defense and rebounding, that's winning basketball right there. I think that's the answer that Coach Gerard, Coach Sprue, Coach Aldi, Coach Missouri, they all wanted to hear. The fans wanted to hear as well. That said, that is not 2K basketball. I'd imagine you're a big 2K guy. You said you were a gamer and you're a basketball player. 2K's got to be your thing. Who is the go-to team for Devin Curtis in 2K?
It depends. I usually do three randoms, but if I was going to.
Hold on, hold on. You do three randoms and then like a end all be all fourth team? Because that's what we did in college. Yeah.
I usually do that when I'm playing my guys, but if I might do a play now online, I'll use the LA Clippers.
LA Clippers. Wow. I didn't see that coming. Thought you'd be a Laker guy.
Because it's not a too overpowered team, but I still got two good. I have a two good a guard and a small forward, and then I have a big that can stop in the paint. I have supportive pieces, and it's not too broken, and it's not too weak. So it's just coming somewhere in the middle.
That's such a backhanded compliment to one of your hometown teams in the Clippers. That's just insane. Okay, last question, I promise. I feel like you have three options geographically for NBA fandom. You can be a Bucks fan, you can be a Clippers fan, you can be a Lakers fan. So who are you?
I'm a fan of the Milwaukee Bucks, but
Okay.
I'm a LeBron. Wherever LeBron goes, I go.
Well, then what happens when LeBron is playing the Bucks?
I'm a LeBron fan at the end of the day.
Okay. Just be careful because I know Coach Gerard, I wouldn't say he's a LeBron hater, but he's not a LeBron guy.
He might actually be a LeBron hater.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go. Maybe you said it. I didn't. I know he's more of a Kobe guy than a LeBron guy, so
He's more
he's
of
a
a
LeBron
Kobe
hater.
Jordan guy over LeBron, but I personally think LeBron, you can't really beat that. Everybody say accolades, but you can't beat longevity and greatness. He's been doing the same thing for the last 20 years.
I think it was I was either Cat or Ish told me that they think that that Coach Gerard looks like Jordan. And I hadn't really thought about it. I kind of gave him and it's true, right? He's got the hair for it.
Yeah,
I
he
don't
got
know
the
about
hair
anything
for it.
else.
Nothing.
So we'll see. Hey, DC, really appreciate your time, man. Congratulations on the commitment, the new step in your athletic and academic career. I know you're a great student. So you're going to be a great addition to the campus community, but certainly a great addition to the on-court community and the Liberty Arena community. And everyone's really excited to see what you do under the rim, on the three-point line, you name it.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right, that is Devin Curtis, the Cal Berkeley transfer, committing to Southern Indiana for 2025-2026. Thank you so much for listening. This interview will be archived on listentotheref.com. You can also find it on our social media channels on WREF, Facebook, and on X.